Right now, we're very lucky to be joined by Jess and Rachel from Tender Buttons. So firstly, thank you both for joining us in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Ben.
No problem at all. And we firstly have to congratulate you. You had a brand new EP out, four-track EP, and I just love the title of this, Of Course We Still Love You.
Yes.
So how's the reception been so far to those who have heard it?
I think they've felt better about themselves.
See, it's already doing great things, because I really love that title, and now I've heard that, and that's very good. And when you're creating new music, how does it start initially? On this EP, there's a lot of mixed sounds going on.
Mm.
Some slower tempo songs, we've got some faster tempo songs, but where does the idea start? Is it lyrics, or is it music?
I think for this one, the EP, we brought in a lot of individual songs, like... And then, yeah, brought it to the band and we all collaborated on it together to make it sound like Tender Buttons. Whereas now it's a little bit different for us. We get in a room and jam and songs come out of that. So,
yeah,
it's changed a bit, our process.
And do you find that process works better for you now, just having a bit of a jam and everyone's kind of contributing ideas? So, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think we all prefer that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So we always like to discuss influences with artists. And when we hear this track take a little time, we can almost hear there's this got these elements of 90s trip-hop, but can also hear a little bit of Portishead in it. What were some of the key influences amongst the group to bring all these sounds together and make the sound that is Tender Buttons?
I think the Portishead sound would definitely be the Rachel influence.
I'm interested to know where you sense that influence.
Like it was just upon listening.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm way off with things, so I could be totally wrong.
No, Beth Gibbons is amazing. Like,
yes.
Thank
well,
you. Yes.
The vocals actually, because that was, may I say that was my question?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I'm being silly. But but yeah, it's I just sensed like how the vocals were layered, and then that track especially had a bit of a trip-hop beat to it, and it took me back to a little bit of a 90s phase, because Dummy is an amazing record from them. So yeah, I was just curious, so that was one of many influences, I imagine.
Well, the project that we started before this one was more trip-hop, and we did sort of focus on those kinds of beats and sort of mid-range kind of Radiohead melodies and Beth Gibbons' soaring top vocal sweetness.
I can imagine we'll see a bit more of that as
well. That would be nice, yeah. Okay, let's do that. But at the moment, I think our initial biggest common influence was Beach House.
Yes, okay.
But we have, I mean, we've sort of found more of our own sound since getting together and jamming for about a year now. And a lot of these songs in the EP are our songs that we brought to the band when we decided to collaborate. But the things that we're writing now tend to be a bit more synth heavy. So I'm sure we'll find that we head a bit more in that direction in a few songs to come, which you can catch in our set if you come. Perfect. Come see us.
That's right. And for those listening, we're joined with Rachel and Jess from Tender Buttons, and you can see them very, very soon. I am talking about the gig coming up at the Evelyn Hotel September 13th with Laura Umbrulia. And if Umbrulia sounds familiar to those listeners, it is Natalie's sister.
Yes, absolutely. Sister
I do
of.
Believe. And the Small Goods as well are going to be playing that night. So come down. What better things are you going to be doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
They're going to be coming down.
No, do come down. And check out Laura Imbruglia's album.
Yeah.
Especially that Give Boys Pink Toys song.
Wow.
What a ripper.
Yes, I have heard that. It is
so
an absolute ripper. It is
so
an absolute ripper.
Yeah.
Yeah, highly recommend. Yeah. Definitely give it a listen.
We're really looking forward to being on the lineup with Small Goods as well. They put out some great stuff.
When these kind of things come about, when you're trying to organise a show and you need to organise support, do you find it easy organising support? Because you can just go, oh, hey, whoever from... hello, Laura Imbruglia. Do you want to come play with us sort of thing?
I wish the world worked like that for a band that's emerging with their debut EP. If only we could just knock on all the doors and they'd
there.
Be like, yes, come in. We actually got approached by them, so was it Laura specifically?
Was it
the Small Goods?
Goods? Yeah.
In our old band, we used to organise every gig that we did and find lineup after lineup, and it was a really tough slog in our old project. But this one, we got our music out quite quickly so people could get an idea of who we were, and now people have been approached. approaching us, which...
But when you do organise a lineup, which we do also
yes.
do, it's either really easy and comes together super quick or just like...
Or it just
you're
doesn't...
asking like 20
oh, wow. yeah.
people
yeah.
to play and they're just not available. It's just so hit and miss. And
my understanding is, though, I mean, with that many Australian artists, I would think it'd be hard just to get a venue with how much music there is. So just the opportunity to play a live show, I don't know why anyone would really turn it down, but...
Well, generally, like, there's kind of a release period throughout the year that just, you know, the venues are swamped with new releases. So that happened to us recently at our EP launch. But so we actually, it kind of worked out well because we ended up asking really good bands. Like, we exhausted our network. They're like, no, we're releasing a single. We've got an album. We're booked out this month. And then we're like, oh, you know, we've just got to go for gold. And we did knock on some of those doors, and we're really lucky to have Nat Vaser support us. I think she's with Hotel Motel Records, and she was incredible, just so professional and wonderful to work with. And, yeah, so it came together really well in the end, but I think timing is really important.
Yeah, for sure. One thing I'm really curious about with this EP that I noticed is the track we're going to play, Take a Little Time, it's a bit more up-tempo.
Yeah.
But a lot of the other songs are a bit more, they're slower, they're a bit more drawn out, almost a bit more emotional. That was purposely done, I imagine?
We brought those, the two songs where Jess is doing the lead vocal, they were songs that I found on Jess's hard drive when we met. And I'm like, can we play these in a band together? And,
wow,
and they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, I thought everyone did that, you know. I was just checking out some of their iTunes music and found a folder called Jess Can't Sing and chucked on my headphones. I'm like, no, Jess can sing. Let's get this happening. But the other slower songs that you've noticed, they're ones that I've written the bones to in my studio. And I'm a bit more, you know, I suppose they're thematically a bit different. I'm a bit more emo. Tender Button. We're all called Tender Buttons.
It wouldn't be named after a book by any chance.
It is
actually named after the Gertrude Stein book?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
And the broadcast album. Tender Buttons.
Yes.
Oh, it is too.
Another classic.
It's a good name. Like, when I hear the name, it just sticks in my mind. It's not one, but yeah.
Good.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of the song. But we are going to be taking a little time out to play Take a Little Time. I'm trying to make some jokes. That just did not work.
You try.
I try. I am terrible at making jokes. We are going to be playing the track, though, Take a Little Time. Is there anything else you can tell us about the track before we play it?
Take a Little Time. Oh, so it's got some interesting French lyrics in it.
That's true. I can't pronounce the French
parts,
but that's half the fun.
I like that it's very open to interpretation.
Sure is.
It's quite a cheeky song.
The track was written 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So I guess, is there any of the themes within this or even some of the lyrics, is it all sort of within date as well, sort of, if that makes any sense?
Sorry?
Yeah, no, go on.
Like, is there any references?
They're still quite universal. But they were written while Jess was overseas, I think, for that song. Were you travelling in Italy at the time, 14 years ago? Not long after that.
Well, I think everyone can take it out and have a listen for themselves. We are going to chuck it on right now. It's Take a Little Time. Firstly, Jess, thank you so much. Jess and Rachel, thank you so much for coming in, taking a bit of time for us to have a chat, all things EP, and the upcoming show on the September the 13th with Laura Imbruglia.
And the Small Goods.
And the Small Goods, of course.
And the Small Goods at the Evelyn Hotel, September 13th.
I think I might have said theatre, it's hotel.
Oh, that's okay.
When you're a theatre.
It'll be a fancy outing. It'll be great fun.
It'll be fun. Come down.
It is a good venue. Listen to some great music.
Yeah.
Have a good time. And Jess and Rachel, thank you both so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, guys.
Take a little time. It's by Tender Buttons. You're listening to The Hoist on Sin.